Welcome to everyone. Somebody has written a note that if one of the teachers can speak about treatments, so you know, I think so far teachers have not received one. So if anyone is happy to speak about it, what they are, because I think you are the one who has experience of them. Anyone feel inspired?
I felt refreshed.
Huh?
I felt refreshed.
Refreshed, okay. So that is, yeah, one of.
And later on, when I look at the trees, they were a bit more nice, darker.
So little bit like, you know, like acidic influence, you know. Little bit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think like somehow meaning has become so important to us that really we forget meaning, you know. Like, you know, actually meaning means what it means to me, you know. What that experience means to me is the meaning. But trying to find out meaning, we really forget the experience, you know. Like, generally this is what happens in the life, that I think, you know, somehow meaning is not meaningful anymore, kind of, somehow, like, because of meaning, we really miss the moment where it can mean something.
Can conceive this perspective of no like means of the experience with the, I will call it, social mirror.
Mm-hmm.
How do you conceive it?
The social mirror, yeah. You know, social mirror is social mirror. Like, generally, like, you know, say, there will be this aspect of social mirror when I have to represent that. But like when, because we are in silence, and still we don't have to represent that. So, like, at least in the retreat, you know, meaningful meaning will be, you know, what it means to me. Then the representing in the like society. You know, like what I'm pointing out, you know, generally like we really miss something in the life because of probably because of dictionaries, you know, because of kind of like so many things. So like I was just little pointing out that, you know, maybe we have to be little careful about meaning, you know, because generally like meaning takes over and then what we miss is the life, you know, like we really go there so very far. So that's what I was trying to kind of, you know, say. Yeah, I really appreciate that, you know, there is like a also presentation of that in the society, certainly.
Very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could take experience, it's okay. I don't know, and what it's no importance.
Yeah.
I could live, but anything outside come and ask, and sometimes I can say I don't know if that's okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can't.
Yeah, you can say.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, you know, I understand that. Yeah. So, like, you know, so what I was saying, maybe like, you know, we just try to find what they are, kind of, you know, so that's why, yeah, like, you know, I was like going towards that, you know, if we can find together what they are.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you know, now is like yeah, different thing. You know, so probably people who are kind of there, you know, somehow like sitting there, you know, and maybe very much connected. And probably something was going on, which also they felt, like, you know, this little bit maybe, as Babji said, you know, refreshing experience. And, you know, I will say, like, you know, some point, maybe, I think so far, you know, children have not asked this question, you know, like, maybe someday they ask, you know, how it was to feel the heat of mother's womb, like, you know, if, like, so far, I think, our brain has not gone that far. So this question, I think, I haven't heard that somebody ask this, that some child asking, you know, how much, what was the meaning of the heat which I felt in the womb of my mother. So far, I think, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody asked also. But probably like some things, you know, they are so intimate, so kind of so lively that, you know, at least for me, it's very difficult to speak about them, you know, at least for me, and this is why. So maybe like something maybe something of the heat quality, you know, the alive quality, which could refresh us, could be one of the meanings.
Why they call treatment?
Yeah.
It sort of implies there could be something.
Yeah,
wrong,
yeah. Yeah, this is like, because like somehow like we were like, there was actually like time, like I and they are like, we started kind of together, like we were giving together, like both in the beginning, and so then certainly people were feeling good about them, and you know, of course, like some point they really ask what are they, so then like from my mouth it came out, they are treatments. So that's how they are called treatment, you know.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. Like, I remember we used to go on a scooter, kind of like, you know, different days of weeks to different houses to you know, to give both together. And we kept on doing, I think years, yeah? No, yeah, like that. And then suddenly, like, people really got into it and they wanted to know what they are. And somehow, like, you know, this came treatment, so.
So after years of doing these, you still can't explain to us that we can understand what you're doing.
You know, I think, you know, like you really understand something, but, you know, I think if you can help me also to say about it.
I'm afraid I can't help you.
Yeah, if you don't be afraid, maybe you can.
No, I really don't have anything to add to it.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so something, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Like, just, for me, what happened is, like, just having someone there and, like, showing that they're caring, and just, like, this support who's not saying anything, just touching you can really, like, for me, it's, like, it's a really wonderful thing sometimes just to have that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, whether there's much more involved in that.
Yeah, you know, maybe, like, it's this everyone says it's wonderful, you know. But kind of like, because wonderful also means like so many different things, you know, like to different people. So, but, you know, it's good way to say that that is wonderful.
So there's no specific for example.
It's specific.
Specific, there's no specific technique, for example, between the different people. I mean, I feel like I definitely felt something I could describe as wonderful, and I even felt like giving metta to the person who was giving you the treatment, which really made it like really better.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if something, you know what I mean, that came to my experience, but was there any sort of guidance about how the treatment was to be given? You know, there was the placement of the hands and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, certainly, like we put one hand under and under the neck, you know, and one somewhere like on the hand. So that is the kind of guidance. Yeah.
Okay.
Now everyone can give them know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Joseph?
Hmm?
Can we all give
them? Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of enigma around the whole thing. A lot of mystery.
Yeah, looks like they are a little mysterious, you know. To me also, you know, like they...
I mean, I've had dozens, but... I've had many, but I'm no nearer knowing what they are, but
yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, they are same mysterious to me as to you, you know, kind of, little bit.
But what I felt was that someone was, for about 20 minutes or something, really caring. It was quite precious.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also I think it was not a one-way thing. It was going...
Yeah.
So, that's quite some intimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
I found that difficult. And so, of course, that's every time and with every person and everyone who gives treatment. And every time it must be different.
It's different, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why, like, somehow they are mysterious, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes they are really wonderful, you know, sometimes they are really not wonderful,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, like, they carry a lot, kind of, you know, many, many things. So, Vatniji, you know, is this in a kind of like you feel. You know, I think you try, and you know, yeah, we can only know by trying, you know, like if people try and then see. Okay. So, time for Vasisht. Last evening, like Sage was describing, people who want to grow from their seed like the welfare, we can say, the welfare you know, there can be a welfare grown as activity. As activity, there can be a welfare grown as attitude. And there can be a welfare grown as maybe being. So Sage was saying, like, people who want to grow welfare as their being, they have to look at their pride and slowly let simplicity, means not simplicity as an idea, you know, like just let the simplicity of life take over. And he was saying, certainly wisdom will come, certainly wisdom will be available to us. And now I think the person who has been listening this now is asking question. And kenoktam karane nedam ब्रह्मन् पूर्व स्वयं भुवा कथम च भवता प्राप्तम एतत् कथय मे प्रभु. पर्सन इज आस्किंग क्वेश्चन, यू नो, लाइक, यू नो, इफ यू कैन स्पीक हाउ how that has happened to you, you know, if you can speak how this wisdom came to you. So that question is, you know, that will be very, very helpful to hear. And I think again Sage describing, saying, Muhurt matram te putra cheto vanar chanchalam agyanabhya visatu shasah sasadharam yatha. Speaking, saying that actually I was able to catch me that I am a monkey mind, you know, saying like Vanar Chanchalam, you know, like I was able to catch me that I am a monkey mind, as well as full of ignorance, and as if the monkey mind and the ignorance they are like a lion and really holding my neck, like really I'm caught by them. So Seji is saying like, I really was able to recognize this. Like first thing, what happened that I recognized myself being a monkey mind as well as ignorant, and really these two things catching my neck, you know, like really caught there. And then iti tenasu shakta san vichar samantaram aham vismatvan sarva sarup kamalam kil. And then suddenly from that situation I started to like to look deeply, you know, how, why my monkey mind works, why I always jump into ignorance, and slowly, slowly, like putting maybe bringing that into scene, that means like generally there are events from morning to evening, and nobody connecting the events, like kind of a events happen and there is no connection about events. So what Sage is saying, like then I started to put the events like so that I can see them, you know, together, like, you know, like why kind of like a that, like many times what happens, you know, I make same mistake and 1 hour later I repeat it, and then, you know, another 1 hour later, you know, again repeat it. And why? Because those are not in the screen. No, they are not seen together. Like only one, like when I make the third one, I only see the third one. When I make the second one, I see the second one. So Sage is saying like, I started putting events into the screen so that I can see them. At 10:30, you know, I got angry, you know, and 11:30 again angry, and 12:30 again angry, and next day also same. So Sage is saying like slowly when I started putting events on the screen, then also, like when remembrance came that I really don't know who I am. Kind of like, you know, slowly, slowly. When all the events were put on the screen, I started to recognize that I really don't know, you know, I keep on bumping into events, bumping into situation without knowing who am I. So slowly this kind of like a clear knowing that I don't know about me, that also appeared. Ath aham dinatam yatah sthito sabuddhaya dhiya dukh shok abhisantapto jato jan ivadhana. And like seeing me, that I am a probably puppet, you know. He's saying certainly like some kind of some kind of question about me, you know, what I am doing here, you know, why I am just a repetitive pattern. So that appeared, and he's saying sabuddhaya dhiya, you know, this was not from the wisdom, you know, like this what came certainly is from the wisdom of the intellect, you know, is not like, has not come from very deep place, somewhere maybe the screen light was telling me that these events somehow, so he's calling that sabuddhaya dhiya, like the intellect, the wisdom of the intellect. And somehow felt that I should be out of this situation, you know, I should do something so that I am out of this situation as soon as possible. And I really felt as if I have no worthiness in life, you know, like that was also felt, that probably it's just repetitive pattern and nothing more than that, you know, no worthiness of the life.
So life has no worth.
Yeah, kind of, no. There is nothing where I can rely, you know, which I can say, this is the worthiness. And then he's saying, kartabhyam asti na mameh hi kinchit ev sthatabhyam iti mana bhuv sansthitoshmi sansatnataya satat supta dhiyehi vritya karya karom na cha kinchit aham karom. And saying that since there was no worthiness felt, so I was doing whatsoever, you know, it's like there was no involvement of like wisdom, that I should do this, not that. So Sage is saying, like, I saw myself, you know, doing anything, you know, like when maybe when you are 5-6 years old, a friend comes and say, ah, let's go play football, and you know, you don't consider that is you are in India and it's hot outside, you go out, kind of. So this is what he means, like I was doing anything, you know, any instinct came and I have to follow that without any consideration. And he's saying, like, I really felt that I'm really like that, you know, anyone can ask me to do anything and I will just do without any discrimination. And certainly seeing that a doubt entered about my activities, and because of that doubt, maybe more discrimination entered will be the right kind of, like, somehow discrimination entered, and I started somehow choosing, you know, like there was like some choice started, you know, I will not do anything, like, you know, slowly. Sage is saying, like, then I started not to do anything, you know, somehow really using discrimination for the activities. Agyatat tagyate purva vaktum nirniyam karyata yah karoti narah prashnam prachakah sa mahamati. And slowly like a slowly this discrimination became like more wise, and certainly I was able to question myself from this discrimination, you know, from really having discrimination. I was able to question myself, you know, why should I be angry at 11:30 while I have been at 10:30, kind of, now. He's saying, like, slowly, like this discrimination was prior to activity, you know, somehow, like, at right moment at 11:29, you know, came and said, ah, you know, why you should be angry while you already have become at 10:30, kind of, you know. So he's saying, like, slowly, that really popped in, somehow entered. पूर्वा पर समाधान क्षम बुद्धा nindite prishtam pragen vaktabhyam nadhame pasudharmi. And like somehow with the availability of discrimination, I don't have to figure out every time same thing, you know, every time as soon something came, I was able to catch and say to myself, you know, you have done it, now it's not time to repeat it again. And slowly, slowly, like Seji say, that I was able to come out of, like the, what he's saying, like pasudharmini, you know, like the animal instinct, means there is no connection from the past act. So saying like slowly, slowly, I was able to have this connection of the past act as well as like what I decided, you know, generally like many times we do, you know, I get angry and then I say, I should have not been angry. And then next time again I forget that, you know, I said that to myself. So Sage is saying like slowly, slowly, I was able to remember that I said to myself that, you know, I shouldn't be angry. So, and that was kind of available, that was more present. Moksha dware dwarpalas chatvarah parikirtitah samo vicharah santosha chaturtha sadhu sangama. And certainly having been here, you know, by discrimination coming to this point, certainly I was able to receive a SMS kind of by some probably no company. And this SMS was that like really, if you want to go deep into life, you know, deep into, so certainly you should have 4 friends, and those 4 friends are Samo, means like the not having fevery instincts, you know, like generally in life, you know, anything, you know, somebody says, let's go watch a movie, and we get ready, kind of like suddenly, like, you know, my kurta is on, and you know, my kind of this, and I'm ready to go. So samu means like really not affected by the situations, you know, really taking everything in very calmly. Second thing he's calling vichara, really put putting everything on a screen, like really seeing if that is worth santosha, like having patience in life, and certainly like circle of like-minded people, like a company, a friend circle of like-minded people. So I said, like through that, I was able to perceive that I need all these four friends in order to grow further. Ete sebya prayatnen chatvaro do trayo thava dwar mudha tayanti ete moksh raj grahe tatha. And like it's like kind of like again special comment from him. He is saying like certainly this SMS was from nowhere, but like so important, that has been so important, that I will advise if you have possibility, really keep all four in touch with, you know, if less possibility, at least three of them and if less, then two of them will also work, but less than two, you know, it will not work. And then he's saying like if somehow these four friends are with you, he's saying certainly these friends will get you to the gate of liberation, not in the liberation, but to the, like he's saying, like to the gate of liberation, moksha raj grahe, kind of like the the palace of liberation, gate of liberation, you know, these friends will have ability to kind of carry you to the gate of liberation. Yeah, like the first thing is samo. Samo means like allowing the fevery instinct of life, you know, kind of to go, not to have them. Second thing is vichara, like having everything on screen, you know, like opening all the files on computer so that you can see at the same time, vichara. And then santosha, really patience, and sadhu sangam, you know, the company of unproductive people. And then he's saying certainly these four friends will bring you to the gate of the palace of liberation.
Do they all kind of, like I get a sense that they also work together?
Yeah, they are like, they help each other and yeah.
like help to cultivate each
cultivate
other.
Each other. Ekva sarvayatnen pranans tektva samasrayet ekasmin vasageyant chatvaro api vasham yata. And in case, now he's saying like, in case you didn't have good luck, so then certainly if you take one, means the company of unproductive people, you know, like he's saying like that will be enough and that will somehow invite others to come. So saying like in case there is no possibility of having them, you know, two or three, so just rely on the company of unproductive people and they will really invite others to come in. And certainly he's saying like basage yanti chatvaro, like slowly you will find that all four of them are your deep friends, you know, like by this one company all of them will be your friends. And really start moving you to your destination. Shastra sajjan sansarg purvakai sa tapo damai ado sansar muktyarth pragya meva abhi vardhayet. And certainly with the unproductive people and with the help of scriptures, slowly, slowly you will find that wisdom is coming to you and certainly the you are walking towards liberation. And every day you find that your wisdom is little grown, you know, like there will be every day some growth in wisdom. And like you'll find it helpful. Dushaha Ram Sansar Visaves Visuchika Yogarur Mantren Pavanen Prashamane. And again saying, certainly experiences of world say that there is no way out to go out of them, you know. It doesn't seem that one will be able to be out of this, but people who walk on the path of maybe here he's saying like yoga means on the path to join wisdom. Certainly saying like they find a way, you know, certainly a way is found by them. So what is important is to just keep on slowly, gently and prasamyati, like certainly. Like that state will come, you know, the like the alarm at 11:29 that, you know, you have been angry at 10:30, now is not the right time. Like, you know, that kind of alarms will start happening. So saying like certainly if you walk, if you give time, it will be kind of like, you know, if you give time to with unproductive people, it will be productive kind of. Now he's saying. So any question, please? Otherwise, we can have some quiet.